Hey crew, my name is Dakota Jean, and this is the Social Media Manager Podcast. I started my career as a fashion intern in New York City, working my way up to retail and brand director for Nicole Miller. I was recruited by the Kardashians at the ripe age of 24 as a director of the Dash brand. What I quickly realized was that we needed to do some serious marketing to be successful. At a time when almost no brands were on social media, I got the Dash stores up and running and grew the Instagram account up 58% to 1.2 million followers by creating a brand guide and a social media strategy. Flash forward, I started the Social Media Manager in 2021 to help social media managers navigate this crazy field we decided to be in and to help business owners like myself find success in marketing through social media. So who's ready to figure out this whole social media thing? Let's go. All right. Welcome to the Social Media Manager. I'm Dakota Jean, and I'm here with Kate. Is it Archibald?
Archibald.
Archibald. I knew I would mess it up.
like Nate Archibald in Gossip Girl.
Oh, nice. You know, I just started watching that with my friend recently. I didn't watch it before. So Kate is here with us. She's from Dash Hudson. Dash Hudson is a social media management platform that equips brands with intelligence and speed to stay ahead of the curve. Through its sophisticated cross-channel insights and workflow tools, Dash Hudson enables brands to create content that entertains, engages, and drives consistent business results. So I think what I want to start out with, Kate, is to ask, what is Dash Hudson exactly as a software?
Sure. So as you just mentioned, and you know, before we actually jump in, I just want to say a huge thank you for having us on today. We're a very big fan of what you're doing, as well as a great advocate for your listeners. So we are a social media management platform really built to help social media managers and beyond. What we do really differently than the rest of the landscape is we have the easiest used platform in the market, as honestly just judged by our customers and the industry, and you can read about that on G2. Additionally, we really help brands save time. We aggregate data and insights across multiple different platforms, such as TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, X, to say the least, and provide actionable and sophisticated data that can make you just so much stronger and better at your job. And really the cherry on top is our ability to segment your content in a very unique way that no other platform can do. So we can really help you understand incredibly quickly what type of content is performing and why, so you can continue to evolve and improve your content performance for the future.
Amazing. So I think of Dash Hudson, and I kind of think of like larger companies. I know that some of your clients are, you know, huge fashion brands and beauty brands. So is Dash Hudson, would you say, a good tool for maybe a smaller business as well?
Yeah, so we actually launched this past year price points for all types of business sizes. We traditionally have been servicing in the past, to your point, mid-size or larger companies. But the honest truth is anyone who wants to be successful on social media could leverage our platform starting at an entry price point. And this also enables brands to understand that they can grow with us, right? So over time, they can get stronger and better using their data and analytics that we provide.
Awesome. How did you get involved with Dash Hudson? I think, you know, I was reading your bio and you have a quite interesting and awesome background, mostly in the beauty world. So tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. So I spent 14 years prior to joining Dash Hudson in beauty at the Estee Lauder companies. For those of you who do not know, it's the leading luxury beauty company in the world. And across the 35 plus brands, I had an incredible opportunity to really focus in three different areas. The first being global marketing. So creating campaigns for brands such as Tom Ford Beauty. You know, we would create these like gorgeous ad campaigns selling some of the most beautiful lipsticks and fragrances in the world. I still stand by that. They're stunning products. With social media and many other touch points, really identify, you know, how to engage with consumers at the highest level and create desirability and awareness. So that was just an incredible experience working across the globe, launching a brand in China, Korea, South Korea, obviously, and, you know, getting that global experience. Additionally, I spent several years on the North America side. For those of you who are not at a large organization, usually global marketing creates the product, they create the overall strategy, and then the regions adapt the strategy that is relevant for their market to ensure that it fits the needs of that particular business. So I then had the incredible opportunity to spend roughly about 5 years in North America marketing across the Estee Lauder brand and Bobbi Brown brands, again, to fantastic you know, brands with great product. And I really learned how to bring a product to market. It is absolutely not easy to do so. And North America is very complex. It's very saturated. And so there's no better place to learn how to break through the clutter than working in North America.
Wow.
And then the third area of the business that I had an opportunity to work in was corporate marketing. So corporate marketing sits across all brands within the portfolio, and you really help service the brands to ensure that they have what they need and that the company is effectively leveraging the resources across all these brands. And it roughly, you know, two different experiences in that area. And in one of those experiences, I actually worked heavily in marketing technology. And what I loved about that role was in my global and North America role, there was always a tension for me, or frustration, I think is a better word, about how we could do things more effectively, right? How we could always do better. I worked with incredibly smart people. We worked so great together, but I felt like there always could be an improvement in technology. So in my last role, I actually had the incredible opportunity to make an impact in that area and look at the entire marketing tech stack alongside some incredibly smart people and put together some recommendations of how the corporation could continue to improve upon that communication. And I think this is, like, honestly a consistent theme across the board. And frankly, Estee Lauder was very ahead of a competition at this time. And so through that experience of analyzing all different companies in the space, I actually came across Dash Hudson. And usually in technology, I have found in my career that you don't always have the best product and the best people, right? It's you either have a truly great product and then minimal support, or you have really great support to augment the product. And Dash Hudson was the first partner I had ever met that had both. And so when I was looking at my career trajectory and really looking to make a personal difference in a smaller environment, this really felt like the perfect place for me. Given my past experience, my passion for the company and the product, the impact I saw it made on my own business when I was leveraging it. And then, you know, third, just to really scratch that entrepreneurial itch that I had and make a significant impact in a smaller place.
That's awesome. I love that. I totally, I feel that itch as well. I'm an entrepreneur. And so I get it, and I'm with you. What is your title at Dash Hudson?
I am the chief marketing officer.
Okay, amazing. How big is the team there? I saw a couple of videos on TikTok. It seems like the office is a lot of fun and kind of a smaller environment.
Super fun office. Around 200 people.
Oh, wow. That's more than I thought. That's a pretty big company.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. So when you're thinking about, you know, there's quite a few social media platforms out there now that do similar things. You know, I'm thinking like Later, Vista Social, Sprout, you know, there's a ton out there. What do you think sets Dash Hudson apart from them?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, I think usability is by far the biggest difference. So we serve data and insights in the clearest, easiest to use way. We have had customers tell us that it has taken them weeks to onboard another platform where with us it takes an hour. It is so easy and seamless to use that really anyone on your team can also use it, whether a junior or senior member or someone on the creative team who might not necessarily be used to a platform or a data and analytics platform, right? So I'd say our usability is top in the market. In addition to that, our ability to highlight trends and surface trends so you can act more quickly really is a key point of difference. So in our platform, we have the ability to highlight the trending sounds on TikTok. So we all know that trends are a huge part of how brands look at TikTok and how they perform. So we really surface those trends as well. And then the third piece is, you know, been around for a decade, but what's interesting is now important than ever. So we launched 10 years ago as a company. And when we started, our co-founders were clearly very brilliant, and they created our vision AI. So our vision AI actually helps predict how your content is going to perform before it goes live based off of your historical performance.
Wow.
So it truly saves you so much time when picking selects for a particular campaign. It looks not just at stills, but at video, which is super sophisticated. And again, our AI has been learning for over a decade, so we are very advanced in this journey, which is really exciting. So that is a huge point of difference that our customers really love and appreciate, and truly sets us apart.
Wow, that is so cool. I'm a big fan of AI for reasons like that. And I guess that kind of makes me think about, like, if Dash Hudson has been around for 10 years. That's insane to think about. Social media has changed so much in the last 10 years. How, you know, beyond AI, how has Dash Hudson really evolved? And especially in the last year with new platforms and Twitter changing to X and all of this, there's, you know, how does it continue to evolve?
That's a great question. We started out as really a platform for Instagram a decade ago, which was like clearly a huge need in the market. And we've continued to evolve to really meet the needs of the social media manager. That's really been our target, right? How do we make this person's life easier and better and smarter, right? So over the last 2 years since I've been here, you know, I have just seen the platform really explode with capabilities that are hugely competitive in the market, whether it's our competitive tools, you can rank yourself competitively versus other brands on Instagram, X, and YouTube, or campaigns tool to look at how your campaigns are performing across all channels, creators, users, etc. It's really been all about listening to our customer, listening to the industry trends on a macro level, and evolving to meet, again, the social media manager's needs.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm a big fan of Dash Hudson personally as a social media manager. I started social media management in 2013, so it was about probably when Dash Hudson launched. And yeah, it's a really cool platform that it does. It just makes your life way easier. And it allows social media managers to, earlier you brought up the data, the analytics, and that's the most important part about anything when it comes to social media, because if you don't have the ability to look at these reports with other platforms, you really have no idea exactly how things are performing, or you can't forecast. And that's, I think, the biggest thing for me is your reporting is just out of this world amazing.
Yeah, it's really come a long way too, and continuing to improve, right? Like, it's social media managers need to make decisions so quickly, right? In the moment. Everything is based off of trends these days. Everything is about being in the moment, really engaging with communities as much as you can. And if you don't know where you're coming from, it's very hard to know where you're going.
Absolutely. So what's next then for Dash Hudson? What's kind of on the horizon?
A couple of things. We just launched social listening. So again, going back to the needs of our partner, which is the community manager, we've been hearing for quite some time that social listening is hugely important for them. And we didn't want to just come out with, any old social listening tools. So we really prioritized creating a tool that would bring you the data and insights, as you said, easily, as we do best, but also bring that visual aspect to it, right? So not just listening to words, not just seeing word cloud, but what are the trends that we are seeing visually that you should be engaging with, right? What are the color cues that are resonating right now? I think we all know some really great use cases for social listening. Why does it matter? But, if you are analyzing New York Fashion Week and you want to get involved in that conversation, our social listening tool actually, through our Vision AI, will tell you, when looking at New York Fashion Week as a topic, will actually tell you what the creative trends are as well, right? So how do you insert yourself in that conversation with the appropriate content and the appropriate messaging? And that's a huge point of difference that we have, and we're really excited about that. And our customers have been really thrilled to see this new product. So that has been a key focus for us this past year. Looking forward to, the next couple of months, we have recently launched the ability to discover creators on Instagram.
Oh.
So it's a really great discovery tool to understand who are the right potential creators for your brand based off of interest, location, and engagement, or any other key metric that you're looking for, right? But our customers are really excited about this tool because we find that it really closes the gap on the entire ecosystem, which is like, how do you not just connect with your immediate community, but how do you find the right creators to connect with their community as well?
Wow, that's awesome. So if you're... What kind of customers are you talking about? Like, what kind of clients do you have?
Sure. So to name a few, we have big clients such as, United Airlines or Apple, Nike. And then we also have smaller clients such as like Mejuri Jewelry or you know, mom and pop, you know, stores around the country. You know, it's really our customer is anyone who is prioritizing social media data and insights and wants to invest in ensuring that they're successful across these platforms. Like, that's ultimately who our customer is. Whatever they sell or whatever they're doing could really be anything. It doesn't have to be a physical good. You know, we have lots of partners who work in the nonprofit space, lots of publishing partners. Really, we look to partner with people who are looking to really grow their presence and just perform well on social.
Are you finding that a lot of clients are, you're talking about, you know, cross platforms. How many clients are utilizing all of the platforms? And I'm curious about this only because I think that there's been a few of clients that I've been working with recently that are really only on like two. That's where their focused energy is. I know that obviously United Airlines is probably going to be on all of the platforms. Do you think that that has changed at all? Or do you think that, you know, brands are utilizing all of the platforms still?
Yes, it's a great, funny question. We actually just did this research. So we looked at how many channels people should be leveraging for campaigns. So, mm-hmm. Right, you're launching a new lipstick. You want to get as many impressions, as many reach as, or as much reach as possible, right? Or engagement, depending on what your objective of that campaign is. And we found that based off of engagement and impressions, 4+ channels were the way to go. And, you know, that data I found was really surprising to a lot of our customers because, to your point, they were really hyper-focused on Instagram and TikTok. But where we really saw that jump of engagement and impressions, and by the way, this was average engagement. So engagement wasn't necessarily going to increase. It could have decreased over time, right? But average engagements actually increased when you hit 4 or more channels.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense because you're reaching more people. Not everyone is on the same platforms. If you're on YouTube, maybe you're not on Instagram. So I guess it does make sense, but I really, really like that because I am always advocating for clients to be on as many platforms as possible, even though it obviously is more work. But yeah, I think that's super interesting. What are your thoughts on posting the same thing on different platforms? So if you're making a reel, repurposing that for shorts and for TikTok videos, what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are short form entertaining. And so what do I mean by entertaining? Like fun, interesting, exciting, not just like, here's my new product, you know, like really telling a story, right? Mm-hmm. Content performs best across all channels. We have seen that ideally, of course, it should be custom to that community and to that channel. That is the ideal situation, right? I think anyone would want that. That is not always a realistic situation for everyone who's out there. We know that there are oftentimes teams of, you know, one or half a person or, you know, or so on. So in those scenarios, I would say the data has told us that brands who take their TikTok strategy elsewhere, so they start TikTok first and then go elsewhere, performs better versus the reverse.
Interesting.
And even though, you know, you can't just copy and paste, you do have to make small edits and you do have to change a few things. But we've seen the brands that have performed really well have taken the learnings and, again, like leveraging our platform, the data and insights of what type of content through our content segmentation tools. Like, you can really understand key themes and what's performing well and why. And through that experience, again, we've seen that the brands who've historically performed really well on TikTok are now performing really well on Instagram and YouTube Shorts.
Amazing. Yeah, I always start with TikTok for content, and it's true. It's just, I mean, that platform is just reigning supreme right now anyway, but yeah, repurposing those on the other platforms do seem to perform really well.
I think, though, what we've learned, we recently launched an industry benchmarks report this past week, and what we found was TikTok is incredible for engagement. On average, brands are seeing a 5.5% engagement rate, which we all know is just incredibly high. But what we saw, and we do this report every 6 months, what we saw is that in addition to that, TikTok is really separating itself for engagement. Instagram is separating itself for reach. The reach you're getting on Instagram is almost double what you're getting on TikTok, right? So Instagram is incredibly strong for reach. TikTok's great for engagement. And brands are finally starting to revisit YouTube. I think YouTube Shorts is a great product, strong engagement. And we're starting to see brands really re-engage there, which is exciting. We saw an 80% increase in brands posting on YouTube over the last 6 months. But the one thing that we've heard, which you kind of mentioned, is that we anecdotally hear, I wish I had the data to support this. I don't, unfortunately, but we anecdotally hear from our customers that they're different groups of people too. Like, you know, if you're sharing content on YouTube, you're not from, you know, if you're adapting TikTok content for YouTube Shorts, it's not the same person on YouTube.
Interesting.
It's a different audience.
I think that YouTube now has become a huge part of our strategy for our clients. And before it was like, okay, if we're going to do a horizontal video, then we'll post that to YouTube. But we're not really doing that anymore. So shorts have really changed the game for a lot of brands. It still seems like YouTube... I obviously pushing shorts, which is good, but it's not getting that same level of reach, and it's not getting that same level of engagement. Why do you think that is? I'm just curious about your thoughts.
So, you know, just looking at the data and the report that we have, what we find is that on average, YouTube actually has a bit of a slightly lower engagement rate than TikTok and actually on par with Instagram in feed. People are posting about 7 times a week, which is actually quite high on average across all different industries. And what I find the most interesting part is it's growing around 1.8% per month.
Wow.
So a platform that is almost 20 years old. I still remember like when YouTube launched and like Lazy Sunday, right? I'm like totally aging myself. But like that was such a monumental moment in my life. Shout out to Andy Samberg. But like and Chris Parnell, I believe. You know, they're still growing on a monthly basis. Brands are seeing growth of 12.5% on TikTok, which sounds right. You have a lower base of followers, 0.6% on Instagram. So it's much slower. And then YouTube's 1.8%. So I think that video views are not the same as you're seeing on Instagram for Reels. You're not. When you look at Shorts versus Reels, it is a bit lower. But there's just not as many brands there. So I think they're not, and they haven't, and you know, it's a newer product, right? So brands are still figuring it out. I think what we've anecdotally heard is that you just have to invest the time to understand what's working, what do you need to adapt for that community, and then it will come. But again, it's kind of like early days TikTok where you have to put out a lot of great content, understand what's working, and just constantly iterate. I think people are tired. I don't think that, you know, it's hard to do this for so many platforms, But I absolutely think the opportunity is there.
I agree. Such a huge audience on YouTube, and just another way to advertise too. The advertising capabilities with YouTube is just, I think going to be really important for brands in the next couple of years. So I guess for social media managers, most of our listeners are social media managers, or they're small business owners who are trying to kind of just figure out social media so they can do it themselves. What would you say to them as far as, do you think that they should get Dash Hudson, and why?
Of course. If I didn't think they should get Dash Hudson, I wouldn't be here. I am our biggest super fan. Like, I left another company to join because I think the product is so great. So obviously I think everyone should use the product. No, but I think if you are, we get a lot of people who are like, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help us? While we're not an agency, our product really, our platform provides like the data and insights to truly enable you to be more successful. So I think for anyone out there who wants to invest in themselves as a business and invest in improving your brand awareness and engagement, like, we are absolutely the right partner for you. We really service all brands, all sizes, all industries. And I think something that we worked on this past year is really interesting. So we looked at the top five performing beauty brands based off of engagement rate and entertainment score, which really looks at how consumers are engaging and watching a video. So again, I've spoken about this concept of entertainment, how important it is for brands to not just have a video view be seen, but are people like sitting and watching, right? Like, that's really where the content is resonating with you. So we created the entertainment score, and we looked at the top five brands for engagement rate and entertainment score in beauty. And we partnered with Nielsen IQ. So Nielsen is an omni-channel sales data provider. And we said, okay, these are the top five brands. They're killing it on social. Like, how are they doing in sales? Like, is there a correlation? Can we actually like connect the dots? I kid you not, they came back and said these five brands are their sales increased during this time period by 100.1%.
Wow.
Yeah, like, for the listeners, Dakota's jaw just dropped. Like, it's jaw dropping. Like, people don't, when we say this, we show them the slide, they're like, no, that's like made up, right? And we're like, no, like, it's not. Like, we can direct you to the team at Nielsen IQ. But it's crazy. Like, it's unbelievable. And we did the same study a year prior, and the study showed a 50% increase. So like, the impact you can make on social media is just getting stronger, and it will to impact your sales as well, right? It's doubled. So point, just to connect this all back to like who we can service anyone and everyone, but like, we're also here to help show you what's working, because if you get things right, which is clear based off of this study, it will have a huge impact on your overall bottom line. I came from a place where like, if you're not talking about sales and how you are, selling your product, it doesn't matter, right? And I am very acute to that insight. And so, just really important to note that social media does have an impact on your overall brand, and it's so essential to get it right.
Wow. It's like, I know that because I feel it, and I love that you're bringing this data, especially to our listeners, because, that's really showing brands that they can show up on social media, and it's important to show up on social media if they want to grow, if they want to be successful. And the same goes for service-based companies. If they're consultants, like, they need to get out there. You can't just think that business is going to come to you, right? So, And Dash Hudson, right, helps people to do that across all the platforms.
Absolutely. Right. And something that we also launched this last year, which is exciting. So for anyone who's, you know, a little nervous about taking this next step, we also implemented a 2-week free trial. We never did free trials before. So also, you know, do now have the opportunity to really highlight how this could impact your business, right? And what this can do for you. How many, you know, on average, we see about 10 hours of savings a week, right? That's like, if you have a social media manager, that is a significant, that's like a day, right? You're saving a day of work a week for someone. So, you know, we're happy to kind of showcase how this could work for you. And also, you know, a plug for our latest industry benchmarks report, which we just launched, as I mentioned this week, really to highlight, you know, who's performing well. We'd love to, we always like to provide who to look at as the North Star in your own industry, because it's always really great to see what good looks like.
Right. I love it. All right, Kate, anything else that you want to say about you or Dash Hudson or anything?
I think I covered it. I'm honestly just so honored that you invited us today. Any time to connect with the social media manager community is time absolutely well spent. Feel free to reach out to us via our website, either for a free trial or just to connect with us. And I'm always happy to chat with anyone also via LinkedIn. So I look forward to connecting with anyone who's interested in learning more.
Awesome. I will definitely link to your social and Dash Hudson social media accounts in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kate. I really appreciate it.